wife after. She's right. As Gary was going about good kings and bad kings and queens, and it's funny, when he started, I thought, okay, what am I going to do now? But I'll start. Tonight we have been looking at good and bad kings and queens in the Bible. Israel did not originally have any earthly kings. They were overseers by the judge. But as it says in 1 Samuel 8:4-9, so all the elders of Israel gathered together and approached Samuel at Ramah. They said to him, look, you are old and your sons don't follow your ways. So now we appoint over us a king to lead us just like the other nations have. But requests displeased Samuel, for they said, God, give us a king to lead us. So Samuel prayed to the Lord. The Lord said to Samuel, do not do everything the people request for you, for it is not you they have rejected, but it is me. They rejected me as their king, just as they have done from the day that I brought them up from Egypt until the very day. They have rejected me and have served others' gods. This is what they are also doing to you. So now do as they say, but severely warn them and make them aware of the policies of the kings who have ruled over them. The interesting part of Saul played out and obeyed not the God, but not the people. So there was King Saul, King David, and King Solomon. King Solomon was the first king of Israel. For a time was good, even prophesied in 1 Samuel 10:11-13. But God rejected him because of his disobedience to God. He never fully obeyed God, and David was chosen to be the next king, even though it would be roughly 10 years before David would actually sit on the throne as king. Saul sought after David's life before he finally died. Now, King David. King David is the favourite of all kings for the Jews, and in his lineage, of course, is Jesus Christ. Matthew 1:6-17. Even though it's committed adultery and conspired to have Bathsheba's husband murdered, he repented, Psalms 51, and become Israel's greatest earthly king and one of the most prolific writers in the Bible, with the book of Psalms. Now we have King Solomon. King Solomon was the king of Israel and as the son of David and become the heir to the throne. He later married foreign wives who led his heart away from the Lord and into idolatry. But he would later repent and wrote the greatest book of wisdom ever written, the Bible of Proverbs, as well as the wisdom literature of the book of Ezekiel. That's it, is it Ezekiel? Yeah, that word. Can't get my tongue on it. And the Song of Solomon. Then Israel divided. This was the time when the nations of Israel split, and now there was two lines of kings, and Jesus saying in Mark 3:25 proved to be true, and the house divided against itself cannot stand. After Israel divided into two separate nations, they would eventually fall and be taken into captivity. And the nations of Israel would fall into the hands of the Assyrian Empire and most of the nations of what is known as the Northern Kingdom would be taken captive. The Southern Kingdom of Judea or Judah would survive much longer, but in the time they too would fall into the idolatry of the disobedience. Judah was taken into captivity by the Chaldeans, or what's the blinking word, or the Babylonian Empire for 70 years. Now, the Bible, in the Bible records, as Gary said, I've got something written down here. After the divide, there was 19 kings of Israel and 20 kings of Judah. And those were 33 bad kings and only six of them good kings. Looking at our country, we have many kings and queens. One of the most famous was Henry VIII. I do like history. The best known fact about Henry VIII is that he had six wives. Most school children learn following rhymes to help them remember the fate of each wives. Divorce, beheaded, died. Divorce, beheaded, died. Survived. Whew. His first wife was Catherine of Aragon, his brother's widow, whom he later divorced to marry Anne Boleyn. This divorce caused the split from Rome, and Henry declared himself the head of the Church of England, in effect, to have a son. Henry married four further wives, but only one son was born. I wonder how this country would be if he had a son and loved his first wife. Totally different. Now, our Queen Elizabeth II, who was crowned in 1952, is the present day defender of the faith. Something that she takes very seriously. In a speech made by Elizabeth on her 21st birthday in 1947, 5 years before she became Queen, she gave an insight into her beliefs. She said, I declare before you, in all my whole life, whether it is long or short, shall be devoted to you, your service, and the service of our great imperial family, to which we all belong. But I shall not have the strength to carry out this resolution alone, unless you join in it with me, as I now invite you to do. I know that your support will be unfailing given. God help me to make good my vow, and God bless all you who are willing to share in it. In 2012 was the Queen's Diamond Jubilee, her 60th year as Queen. On 9th of September, Elizabeth became Britain's longest serving monarch, ruling longer than her great-great-grandmother, Queen Victoria, who reigned for 63 years and 216 days. To this day, she is still the defender of the faith. She is on record as saying she will not abdicate, but will carry on to the end of her life. God made her queen. God will decide when she has finished. We are God's princes and princesses, and as such, we need to follow Her Majesty's example and remember what it is said in Proverbs 16:12. Kings detested wrongdoing, for a throne is established through righteousness. And in Psalm 19:9, how can a young man keep his way pure? By living according to your word. Now, we should take example from the Queen. She's been faithful towards God and Jesus. And she practices what she preaches. She goes to church every weekend. I find that encouragement. I mean, some people don't like it, but some people do. I'm a royalist. I'm sorry about that, but I'm a royalist. And I believe when Charles comes in, he will not be just be the defender of the faith, he'll be defender of all faiths. I do like history. Never liked it at school, but I do like it now. Thank you for listening, and have a pleasant evening, and God bless you all.